From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Kenya's president has called for 3 days of mourning following this week's terrorist attack that killed 148 people there. President Uhuru Kenyatta called for unity Saturday, 2 days after Al-Shabaab militants massacred those people on a university campus. In a televised address to the nation, President Kenyatta declared a 3-day mourning period, appealing to Kenyans to safeguard the nation's peace and stability.
Let us all just take a moment to remember those who died and pray for eternal repose of their souls. Let us also pray for those who were injured and for solace to all affected families. Today, villages and towns throughout Kenya are in mourning.
Thursday's slaughter at Garissa University College was Kenya's deadliest terrorist attack since the 1998 al-Qaeda bombing of the U.S. Embassy in Nairobi that killed more than 200 people. A monitoring group says that Islamic militants are in control of most of a large Palestinian refugee camp on the outskirts of Syria's capital, Damascus. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Saturday that fighters from Islamic State and the al-Nusra Front, al-Qaeda's branch in Syria, gained control of about 90% of the Yarmouk refugee camp. The two groups fought together against other rebels, including a militia of Syrians and Palestinians who oppose the Syrian government. In addition to the ground clashes, United Nations officials said that Syrian forces were shelling the camp. Violence this week has trapped all of the current residents inside that camp. This is VOA News. Russia and the Red Cross are calling on Saudi Arabia to pause its military campaign against Houthi rebels in Yemen to allow for safe deliveries of civilian aid and the evacuation of foreigners. The Russian plea came Saturday during an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council called by Moscow. A Russian draft proposal demands regular and obligatory pauses in airstrikes by the Saudi-led Sunni coalition. Jordan's UN ambassador and this month's Security Council president, Dina Kawar, said council members hope to reach a decision on the Russian-backed resolution by Monday.
The Russian delegation circulated a draft resolution to the council members regarding humanitarian pauses in Yemen and expressed concerns over the humanitarian situation in Yemen since a long time. The council members need time to reflect on the Russian proposal.
In Geneva, the International Committee of the Red Cross also called for an immediate break in the hostilities, saying its aid shipments are being blocked. U.S. President Barack Obama says the framework nuclear deal hammered out with Iran is a good one that was reached through tough principled diplomacy. In his weekly media address, Mr. Obama said the agreement is a much better option than trying to solve the dispute with Iran by force.
As president and commander-in-chief, I firmly believe that the diplomatic option, a comprehensive long-term deal like this, is by far the best option for the United States, for our allies, and for the world.
Iran's President Hassan Rouhani has said the framework agreement reached with the world powers will protect his country's nuclear rights and provide relief from international sanctions. Recovery efforts at the German Wing's crash site in the French Alps have come to a halt, at least for the next few days. French police said Saturday that they have found both black boxes and human remains for DNA analysis. The German airliner crashed in the French Alps on March 24th, killing all 150 people aboard. Families and loved ones of victims arrived at a memorial site near the disaster location to honor the dead and to grieve over the Easter weekend. And Pope Francis has led the world's 1.2 billion Catholics in observing the Easter Vigil and challenged them to shun indifference and to live their faith. At St. Peter's Basilica in Rome, the pontiff called on Catholics to go beyond their comfort zones, beyond laziness and indifference, and to search instead for truth, beauty, and love. Francis will lead a Mass in St. Peter's Square on Sunday. For more on these stories, please visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.